The 7th to the 11th of October is Customer Service Week, and a National Customer Experience Benchmark report suggests that South African company leaders appear to be out of touch with their customers, which obviously doesn't bode well for securing loyalty, which ordinarily would translate into consistent sales. Natalie Schooling, who's the CEO of Customer Experience Specialists Enlighten, says that local executives tend to pay lip service to customer service and haven't come to fully embrace the idea. Well, to expand on the issues for us, Natalie joins me on the line. Thanks very much, Natalie, for joining us on the show. So what do studies tell us about the impact of proper customer service interventions on a company's commercial prospects?
Well, it's fundamental. You know, think about it. If your customers are not happy, you know, it's either your product or your service.
Yes.
So it is absolutely fundamental. So if you're in a business that is a commodity business and, you know, you've got competition, the only thing that you can really differentiate is on service.
That's right. So now, even though your customer experience benchmark report finds that indeed there's an appreciation that customer service is a long-term driver of a company's value, you seem to find that there's limited implementation by companies in driving this value. Just tell us about that.
I think that larger companies tend to get lazier as they grow. They tend to forget that actually, at the end of the day, it's the customer that pays the bills. And there tends to be a little bit of arrogance with larger companies that, you know, the customer is almost kind of blurs a bit. So the significance of the customer seems less, certainly in bigger companies. Small, nimble companies are able to serve their customers quicker, faster, better, and cheaper.
Yes, I was going to ask you about the smaller companies. You've just answered my question. And do you think that's basically because they're in a more competitive environment, so they know that they have to work for each and every customer that they get?
Absolutely. And, you know, nimble, you see it, you know, all the time. The nimble companies, the agile, the new companies are basically gobbling up the market. And it's exactly that.
So when speaking to executives and senior managers, did many of them have systems in place that seek to measure how they're doing from a customer service perspective, or much of it tends to be guesswork?
There are a lot of companies that are doing a lot of measurement, but it's not about measurement. It's about what you do with the information that really counts.
Yeah.
So, you know, the companies that, you know, spend hundreds of thousands, if not millions, on measurement. But, you know, my question is, how does that measurement translate into better experiences for the customer?
Yes.
And a lot of times it's a tick box exercise, and, you know, the information really only stays at the top. It really doesn't filter down through the ranks. And there isn't really an impetus for change. So you find that, again, the bigger companies do a lot of measurement, but seldom really use that information for change.
Which sounds like a waste of time. So say you're in a room with a bunch of executives who you figure have this mentality that you're talking about. What would you advise them about how they can better prioritize customer service and what they need to do to execute on that mandate?
Well, I think they first of all need to ask themselves what they measure, why they measure, and what value it actually adds to the business. And it's around really listening to the voice of the customer rather than just a whole lot of data. What are your customers actually saying? What do they want? What are the, you know, what is the impact in terms of change in business, in environment, in, you know, digitization? Customers are changing all the time, and companies don't seem to, you know, have the speed in terms of transitioning. So I would say to C-suite executives, if they're really serious about changing the way the culture of the business to become more customer-centric, they need to start speaking to their customers and listening to what their customers say and start to implement action plans. And, you know, accountability is also a huge thing.
Yes.
So a lot of people do a lot of navel-gazing and pushing peas under their mashed potatoes. So to speak, to use an analogy, but nobody actually does anything. So there's a lot of, you know, so accountability is absolutely key.
Yeah, but isn't the tricky thing that among your consumer base, you have a lot of differentiation. You've got very different consumers, different races, different cultures, you know, people who eat differently and all of that. So how do you try and cater for all of those variations?
Well, I think, you know, I always say try and keep things as simple as possible. And yes, you know, we are, you know, specifically in South Africa, we've got a very diverse population with different needs and wants. But at the end of the day, you've got to look at your product versus, you know, the customers that you serve. And, you know, don't, you know, it's a big elephant. So, you know, how to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. Is try and keep the differentiation as simple as possible to begin with.
Hmm.
Start looking at you know, what customers need and feel and want. And the whole thing with client experience and going into the fourth industrial revolution is going to be around personalization. It's going to be around more empathy. It's going to be around really feeling and caring for your customer. And, you know, if you can actually start to understand what your customers go through when they buy, purchase your product, you know, stand in line to buy that coffee or, you know, go online shopping, etc. Start to understand the sectors, the different client personas, and start to adapt your product and your offering and your service around, you know, three basic personas, and then grow from there.
And of course, the tricky thing nowadays, as you mentioned, now we're in the fourth industrial revolution and all of that, you've got a consumer who's a lot more savvy, a lot more discerning around brands. So they actually do demand that you're alive to their expectations.
Absolutely, without a doubt. And, you know, the age of internet and digitization, everything is instant. And they can basically kill your brand if, you know, if what you promise, you don't deliver. And so, you know, businesses need to step up in order to ensure that they, you know, they survive, their longevity.
Yes. Yes, and back in the day, you know, you'd have to tell your family or your church members the bad experience you had with this or that retailer, but now you just go to Twitter or Facebook.
Yeah. You hold businesses to account.
That's right.
Absolutely. So there's a lot more of that, specifically in the sort of B2C space.
And then just lastly, Natalie, do you think it's not going to be difficult for companies to make that shift? Is it going to be a paradigm shift, or is it just a small shift that they need to make in order to improve the customer experience?
You know, again, Nampu, it depends on the size of the business. And I think, you know, culturally, when businesses, you know, are 56 years old, you know, they've got 1,000 plus employees, it's a lot more difficult and to change, but it's not impossible. I mean, if you look at sort of First National Bank, I mean, that's a great, you know, they've turned themselves into sort of the internet bank. It's not impossible, but it's certainly a lot harder. It takes, you know, it takes the senior C-suite team to really drive change.
Mm.
It takes, you know, a few years, but certainly not impossible.
That was Natalie Schooling. She's the CEO of Enlighten.